Perek Vav Seif Chof Aleph. Now we're discussing Shinui Lisha Rako. If you have a thin mixture, as we said before, you've got a Shinui with putting them together. That means you can do a Shinui doing the way you put, normally you put the solid before the liquid, you can put the liquid before the solid. That getting together, one does the shinui. Oh, now we want to know if it is advantageous also to do a shinui with the mixture, or one doesn't have to do a shinui with the mixture, only with the putting them together. So if chofal haba lochin bli laraka, a person who wants to prepare a thin mixture, the shina he changed. In the putting of the water into the flour, that we said, like we discussed before, that if a person has already done the shinui from putting them together, the poskin have a dispute in tzorich l'shanot gam begibul, if one has to change also with the mixing. Some people say one should also do a shinui with the mixing. Some people say should die, but that's enough. Should not offer shinui benesina samayim lekemach. It is enough that one did already the putting them together. You did a shinui. I mean, with blila rako, with a thin mixture, it is a machloikas. If one already did a shinui with putting them together, if one needs to do a shinui also with the mixture, mixing it. Because of our Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah takes on shetoiv, it is good lahachmir, take on the stringent, the last of shinui gam begibul, kegoin shlo ya'ar bekaf, el yinanay asakli. He says it is good to do also a shinui with the mixing. The shinui he gives you is to don't mix in the kli, go and shake it. But Chazon Ish mekil bezeh. The Chazon Ish takes on the lenient. That means the Chazon Ish takes on, since you did a shinui already by belila rako mixture, which at the end of the day it is thin, then you don't have to do a shinui with the mixing. Since you did a shinui when you put them together, you don't have to do a shinui when you mix it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that is better to go and do a shinui also when you mix. What is the shinui? He says you should do. You should make sure you don't mix it with a spoon. You go and shake the kli. Okay, of course, it has to be a shinui in a way one doesn't usually shake the kli and mix it in such a way. If the normal way is to mix it when you shake the kli, then it won't be a shinui if you want to shake the kli. The Mishnah Berurah does say toiv lahachmi. It doesn't take on that man must do it. It is good. It's better to go and do a shinui also in the mixture, the mixing. To do a shinui when you mix it. Perek vav seif chof beis. To go and do lisha with vegetables. Now, there is a big machloikas haposkim if there is altogether a problem from lisha with vegetables. What does it mean? That it's not like chol, like sand, which the water seeps into the item itself and it gets well stuck together. Here, it only gets stuck as if you've got cement in between the stones. It doesn't come seeping in, it just sticks together. So the same thing with vegetables. Some person want to come along and say that there's no problem from lisha with vegetables. But we take on, like the shitta, that one should not do lisha with vegetables. Obviously, we're discussing doing small pieces of vegetables. You're not discussing if a person's got a big piece of cucumber, a big lump of cucumber, you're going to come along and tell me the problem from lisha if you put it with mayonnaise. Because the big pieces, there's no problem from lisha altogether. The only problem from lisha is if you've got small pieces of cucumber or small pieces of carrots, if you want to put mayonnaise there, or if you want to put in oil, when you make it into some sort of a stuck together, then you got a problem from Lisha, and one should be careful. That's what it says in Sifra of Beis. Issa Lisha Nema, the Issa from Lisha is said, Gambi Yerokot, or Perot Musakin, even if you've got fruit and vegetable which are mashed down, Velachem, Ein Liten Letzechom Mashka. One should not put some juice to this vegetable, to the vegetables. Vechein Ein Liten Mayonnaise. One should not put in mayonnaise. Letzech Resek Shel Yerokot. If you've got mashed down vegetables. Can. Kogoyim Chatzilim, if you've got eggplants. Musakim, which are mashed down, uchadema, ula arabam, and you want to mix them up. Later on, he'll discuss if you've got them cut into small pieces. Now, he discusses the case if it's mashed down. If it's mashed down, one should not put into the mashed down vegetable, one should not put in juice. Yeah, when you know, we learned before, if you've got a cooked vegetable which has got juice inside it, it won't have a problem altogether for mashing it down. But we're not discussing which has got juice inside it. We're discussing vegetables which are not got any juice inside it. And if they're raw vegetables, something like that, then you're not allowed to go and put any mayonnaise or oil into them. If you're going to go and make it into stuck together with this substance.